If we've been your job search besties and helped you in some way, there's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
As an independent podcast, we couldn't do what we do without your support. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss.
If you keep us caffeinated, we'll keep the content coming.
Would I recommend this for everyone as like, hey, this is a great strategy, everyone should do it? No. Is it wanky? Also no.
It feels a little wanky, but it's not. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey Em, and welcome back, our incredible listeners, wherever you are around the world. It's time for our favorite part of the podcast, the Shoot Your Shot shout out. This is where we celebrate you guys, our listeners. You've listened to the pod, you've taken our advice, and you've come back to update us on how it went. Em, this week, Anne bought us 10 coffees. She's really supporting the show, making it possible. Thank you, Anne. What did she say?
This one made me feel so warm and fuzzy. She said, "To my Aussie interview boss queens, I just had a huge career win and had to come straight here after to thank you. For some context, I discovered your podcast a few years ago during unemployment because I had terrible interview mode syndrome and public speaking anxiety."
It's the first mention of interview mode syndrome.
"But after 8 months of crafting and practicing my best bits, shooting my shot with employers and squeezing my butt cheeks to fight the nerves, I became a happily employed lifetime weekly listener at my dream job. Well, after a few years in my dream role, I was recently asked to speak at a work conference in Miami to share successes and lessons learned with others in my field about using AI and growing my global team. At first, I freaked out and wanted to say no, given my public speaking anxiety, but I thought of you two in my corner and how far I'd come, so I decided to give it a try and say yes. For the month leading up to it, I prepped my stories to present as best bits and even scripted my responses, thinking the scripts would help me feel prepared, but the nerves were still high and literally keeping me awake at night. I was so worried I was going to freeze and black out and forget everything. But your two recent episodes about going into interview mode and the interview prep step you're not doing enough of about deep critical thinking and being present were game changers for me. In my final prep week, I threw the scripts out the window and focused instead on storytelling from memory and the heart. This worked. The anxiety dropped significantly and my stories improved tenfold. I was finding all kinds of parts that were amazing to share that I would have missed rehearsing a script. I was feeling much more prepared and at ease. Well, when the day came to present in Miami, I was nervous but prepared. I didn't black out on stage. I remembered my stories and received two rounds of applause and shout outs from participants after that because they felt my presentation was the best and most engaging one of the conference. Even both co-founders of the company leading the conference congratulated me on my storytelling. They asked me to come and work for them, and I joked, thank you, but you can't afford me. It was all so amazing. Anyway, I can't thank you two enough because thinking about you cheering me on that day and laughing to myself as I squeezed my butt cheeks in my seat before going on stage was the best. Your resources are invaluable and apply for all kinds of career situations. I hope you know that and never stop putting episodes out there. Love, lifetime listener, Anne."
Oh, my God, I lost it when I read this one because I was like, how freaking cool that this stuff applies to things that aren't interviews.
Yeah, public speaking.
I know we give so many examples that are like about other things because I really think that what we talk about is kind of like universal communication strategies and tips and advice. We're just kind of applying them to interviews. But this is so incredible. I love that it worked to help you present on stage. I am definitely not a public speaking expert, but I think that it doesn't surprise me that that worked because trying to remember a script, all you do is get terrified about what the next word was meant to be.
Yes. And how insane that she got a round of applause. The founders of the company came up to speak to her. I can tell that you're a leader in your industry and are absolutely killing it.
What about you can't afford me? That iconic. Is just the greatest response I have ever heard. How good is that?
So good. Thank you, Anne. You have made our day. If you want results like Anne and you need a little bit of help to get there, you can check out Sarah's one-on-one interview coaching sessions. She's got plenty of time available. It's the best option if you're really stuck on something or you need a lot of specific help on a particular area of your interview prep, whether that's your tell me about yourself, structuring your answers, specific kinds of questions that you want to practice. But if you are just like overwhelmed and you're like, I don't even know what I need help with, Interview Academy is perfect. You can get instant access. It'll hold your hand through the entire step and you get a lot more value out of that than a short one-on-one session with Sarah.
A lot more topics covered because otherwise I'll just end up having to cover the basics and do all those hours of Interview Academy in an hour. And it's like, we don't get to cover it all. So check out all the options, interviewboss.com.au/coaching. You could book a session with me to help for a conference presentation, but I'm not promising that it's going to go well. I'm not a public speaking coach, but hey, who knows? Like maybe we can apply some of our tips to that.
So good. And as always, if you liked one of our episodes, used a tip we sent you, or want to request an episode specifically on your conundrum, kindly follow us on Instagram, slide into our DMs, and we could dedicate a whole episode to you, which is what we're doing this week. Casey had such a great question. She said, "Hey girls, love the pod. I'm about to go for an interview for an internship with the council working in their coastal conservation team. Do you think it would be a good idea to bring in a copy of some of the work I've done, abstracts of reports, things like that, and other achievements that I've done throughout my uni degree and also my volunteer experience? Or do you think that would look a bit wanky? Haha, thanks for everything you do."
I love the way she wrote this question because it's like, hey, I have this idea. Here's all the things that I would bring. Or is it wanky? So I'm going to do some short answers first and then we're going to get into the long answers. Would I recommend this for everyone as like, hey, this is a great strategy. Everyone should do it. No. Is it wanky? Also no. What do you think, Em? Does this give wanky vibes?
It feels a little wanky, but it's not. I think it feels a little wanky because, like, apart from this scenario, who has access to a plastic sleeve folder anymore unless you're 50 years old and going on a cruise and you've printed out the itinerary and put it in there and put it in your travel backpack?
Yeah. Well, look, there's plenty of office supply stores, you know, nearby. I'm sure you can pop in and grab a plastic display folder. What do people call them? Like a...
Yeah, I think display folder.
What would we call them? I can't remember. I haven't needed one in so long.
A manila folder? Or is that
that's like a
shell.
It's just like a yellow folder.
Mm. I don't know.
The ones that would go in like a hanging file or something. Do I think Casey should do this? Low-key, yes, I do think that she should. So I wanted to give a bit of a story about someone who actually did this in an interview and where it worked really, really well. It was for a kind of like an internship / grad program. It's like a grad program, but you're not graduated yet kind of thing. A cadetship, really. And really entry level, obviously. Multiple rounds, really competitive process. And this person we were interviewing, I already really liked. I was like, yep, there's good answers there. They weren't the most like out there showiest kind of person in the assessment centers and things. But I was like, there's some confidence about them. They're answering the questions well. They've turned up on time. Like all the things are just green. And I'm like, I like this person. And they brought in a display folder with a whole heap of stuff in it. And it just made me think about this person differently. Like the interview was already really good. They had some really great answers and examples. And I was like, wow, you're kind of like running this place where you work casually on the weekends or whatever. Like they've given you all this responsibility. That's a good sign. And then was like, oh, and I also like, oh, I don't know if you wanted to look at this, but I brought this along as well. And I was like, oh yeah, give me a look. And I was flicking through and I was like, wait, you were school captain? Oh my God, you did this? You did that? You did that? Like there were just all these things that I was like, wow, this person in front of me is more than I thought.
Shows the depth of the person.
Yeah.
And also just what kind of like they're type A, if they're bringing a folder, they're organized, they have initiative, it's green flags.
Yes, that's right. And it just expanded my concept of who they already were. Like I already had good things, but it made me go, okay, there's this like real sincerity of bringing in a folder. There's like the preparation of what's actually in there as well. This isn't just the shy kid who whatever, like this is someone who works hard and commits to stuff and, you know, got elected school captain or whatever. And school captain wasn't the only thing. It's just the thing that I happen to remember. Hey, Interview Boss listeners, if the podcast just isn't doing it for you and you need way more help to prep for your next interview, we have the perfect thing for you. Interview Academy. Em, tell us all about it.
This is huge. This is the love child of Sarah after doing hundreds of one-on-one coaching sessions, finding out what people struggle with the most, common mistakes. Sarah has created the ultimate course that you can do in your own time, self-paced, heaps of modules, videos, interactive quizzes, a workbook that will become your Bible by the end that you can take with you into your interview. Because if you're a long-time listener, you know that we endorse taking notes into your interview. It's a game changer.
Check out more about it at interviewboss.com.au/interview academy. So who does it work for? I think it's early career for me. It's grads, it's early career, it's internships, it's times where you don't have a lot of work experience. So you're kind of going on like potential, like you're interviewing based on your potential to be good at something and you don't have direct experience to compare. So you're kind of showing, here's other things that I've been good at, so I might be good at this too. And I think why it works for some people is it's only a certain type of person has enough stuff to put in a folder like this in the first place, like awards, certificates, volunteering and whatever. And so I think it works when it fits the kind of person that you are. Some people just go to uni and they work and they like they're not the certificate award winning type of person. And I'm not saying that you need to be that in order to get the job whatsoever.
There's two camps of people in this world. And we are the camp that has a display folder for every single term of every single year that we went to school that's currently under my bed because mum insists that we take them home. And so now I've got every single merit award from literally my entire existence of schooling. And that continued into adulthood. We're folder girls.
Every single little tiny certificate thing. Yeah. How much do you think Casey had her mum suggest this to her?
Possibly.
80%?
Yeah. But don't try and force
it. I kind of like that.
If you're like, not the certificate type of person.
Your mum's onto something. Like when it fits the kind of person that you are, like I don't want to see a folder that's like just full of random stuff because you didn't have anything to put in there and you felt like you should bring a folder. Does that kind of make sense? Like it's not just the folder people that get jobs. Plenty of other people get jobs. Sometimes they want creativity and hard work and whatever.
If Casey's going for an internship in like coastal management with the local council, if she's a surf lifesaver on the weekends, like I want to know about that because she loves the ocean. She loves conservation. If she did like Duke of Edinburgh in school or something and she went hiking, like that is all relevant and amazing. But if you're going for like an accounting job, I don't think they really care that you did Duke of Edinburgh.
Well, but if it shows the kind of person that you are, you don't have to be that kind of person. You could be like, here's my degree and I got all these top marks, or like I work really hard at my job or something else. Like there's other things about you. But if you're like a certificate person who just collects awards and you're good at a lot of stuff, I don't hate bringing it in. I think here's what it shows. It shows things about your character or personality. So it could be here's all this volunteering. It could be I top the class academically or I'm really good at sport. Like they're getting other information about you and what you're kind of like. There's also just the fact that you've brought it in the first place, which kind of shows you're prepared, you're conscientious. Like you're the person that is really genuinely caring, putting in effort to prepare and bringing stuff with you instead of just kind of rocking up and seeing how it goes. And like, as we've said before, half of what you need to be as a grad or an intern or whatever is just keen.
Enthusiastic. Like, side note, I haven't heard the word conscientious since my year six assembly. That was always what you got merit awards for. Conscientious, courteous, care. Like they're such primary school buzzwords. The five C's.
I think there was a particular award that in primary school I used to get every year, and it was honestly that one, because that was just like, I did my work all nicely and whatever. So I don't know, it just felt really fitting for this. I don't really use conscientious that much in my day-to-day life, but it felt like that's what you look like when you bring a folder and you're a junior person trying to get a job. Like, it gives conscientious, you know? Again, if that's not who you are, if you're not the super prepared person, don't try and force it.
You said it's not wanky. Is there a way that this can be wanky? Is there a wrong way to do it?
Well, it doesn't always work, but I want to tell a story about what I think is wanky. So in similar process, there's a thing in Sydney, and I don't know whether this happens in other cities. Honestly, I don't think so. I actually think Sydney is kind of unique in this sense. Please tell me if you've heard of other places that do this. I think it's wild. As someone who didn't grow up there and came into it, I'm like, what the hell? Remember, these are people with a degree or almost finished a degree, wore their school tie to the interview to show off this private school, look where I went.
That is so embarrassing.
That's wanky. That's wanky. And look, like, didn't hold it against the person. I think they might have ended up getting the job anyway because their interview is good and whatever. And I'm like, hey, probably the school tells them to do that, or like their dad, or like just some, I don't know. And they're like, we spent so much money on that, you better show off that you went there. But like, oh my goodness, like, you're so far out of high school. Like, stop. It's really weird to keep talking about where you went to high school.
No, ordinarily, if I was interviewing now, I would never bring up experience from back in high school. So why is what school you went to relevant?
Yeah. But anyway, that's the kind of thing I think is wanky, not genuinely showing up with, here's the stuff I've achieved. I think it's sweet. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah. I think there's more nuance to that, because unfortunately they're probably doing it because the people that are employing them are probably impressed by it because they also probably went there. So it says a greater thing about society and the elitist, you know, connections. And
that's why I didn't judge the individual person, but I'm like, that's wanky, not the folder full of genuine, you know,
yes,
achievements. Now, I think knowing your audience is important here. Council would eat this up. I just feel like council is the exact right audience for you to use this on. I would make it a folder so that you could actually leave it with them. So maybe buy a few folders if you've got a few interviews. Or you could have a version ready in a PDF that you could be like, hey, I can email you the digital version. Or you could have like copies of each of the docs that were in there or something that you could hand over. Like, I just think, I feel like you want to have a hard copy to give to them in case they want it.
Yes. So is it a standout game changer? No, but it does fit into your overall impression. It adds to the piece of the puzzle that is you.
So for the person that we just told you about that it worked for, we already liked the rest of the things that we'd kind of learned about them. Someone else back further in my career who also brought a whole heap of stuff with them, they brought a lever arch file. Do you know what that is? Like the really, really thick white ones with the lever that opens the clips.
Is it like an accordion?
No. It's like a big, thick white folder with big metal loops that you put the files on in plastic sleeves, and you have to lift up the lever to open it. Just think about how thick that is compared to a display file.
Say it again, though. It sounded hilarious.
A lever arch file.
Pull the lever, Crumb. That's so funny. How many people feel old listening to this right now? Oh, wait, they're not that old. I had one of those in high school. It's got the little two metal grabby things.
It's just a larger version of like a ring-bound binder or whatever. It's just like it holds so much. And so imagine—
I've never heard anyone call that a lever arch.
Oh my gosh, it's got a lever on it. I don't know. What else do you call it? Like an extra large binder.
You know, your stationery.
Anyway, it was full, right? Think about how big those things are and how many bits of paper they fit in. It was full. It was too much. And on top of the other things about this person, how they interviewed and how they turned up and all these kinds of things, it just gave over the top too much, like it just didn't fit the culture, right? It kind of gave like, whoa, that's a lot of, like, what is all of that? Like, that can't all possibly be relevant. So it's not a, like, everyone should do this, you know, go out there and this is your secret to getting the job.
And make sure that you mention it. Don't bring it in and then get awkward and not know how to slide it across the desk. If in doubt, you can mention it at the end.
And you just walk out with it and be like, oh, I just didn't get to talk about it.
Yeah. If they ask you at the end if you've got any questions, you can ask that and then say something like, Yeah, so those were my questions, but I also did want to give you this. I've pulled together some certificates and references and things that might help give you a better idea of who I am and my experience. I also have a digital version that I can send you, or you're more than welcome to keep that one. They're going to be so impressed.
Yeah. And I like, it might come up earlier than that. They might go, oh, what have you got for us? Like something like that. But just make sure you mention it. Like, you don't want to bring it in and go through all that process, like just to not talk about it or bring it up.
You don't want to leave with your lever arch file. You don't want to awkwardly trot home with it under your arm still. You want to offload it.
Exactly. Now, very small note, there is a small chance that depending on the company or the whatever, if they have like a very regimented process where like they can only submit certain amount of application materials at the start and they ask everyone the same questions, they may not be able to take what you are showing them or look at it or whatever. Just prepare yourself for that. If they say no, that's fine. It's not going to count against you that you asked or you brought it. Like, it won't ever be like a bad thing that you brought it in and mentioned it. So that's the ep, short and sweet. Casey, bring in that folder, bring in the display folder, and please let us know, was it a suggestion from one of your parents or an older person? Like, it's giving days gone by.
And are you a surf lifesaver? And did you do Duke of Edinburgh?
Yeah. Are you suspicious that that is the case?
Yeah, I am.
What if she's from a different country that don't even do that? Isn't Duke of Edinburgh just like a Commonwealth thing?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a Duke, know. Like, surely.
Yeah. People in our year used to just sign up because you got to go camping with the teacher that couldn't control the class and just like frolic in the woods.
I think it was hard work, wasn't it? I was like, I'm not outdoorsy. How funny is that now, though, that I'm like volunteering to go camping and hiking and stuff? Like, high school me would be so surprised about how things have developed. Okay, now Emma has to go and catch her cat and take her to the vet. So we better wrap this up.
Yes, I've got to go.
Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, follow us on Apple or Spotify, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. Send this episode to them or one that might be relevant to their situation. That's how we can hit the charts, help even more people, and keep making episodes for you on more different topics. For more advice, inspiration, savable content, behind the scenes, check us out on Instagram and chuck us a follow at Interview Boss, or go find me and follow me on LinkedIn. Can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something, and I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast.